According to the Zohar, when Moses entered Pharaoh's inner chamber, considered to be the abode of evil, Hashem's presence was with him. This is drawn out from the translation of the word bo as meaning come to Pharaoh instead of go to Pharaoh, because Hashem said to Moses in a manner of speaking, come with me into the abode of the serpent, and my presence will be with you when you confront Pharaoh. To some degree, what is written in the Zohar seems to imply that this inner chamber was actually a spiritual abode of darkness, as if Moses was brought face to face with the power of the serpent that sustained Pharaoh and all of Egypt. The only reason that this would be necessary is to break that power through God's might. Moshe may have also felt some trepidation about confronting Pharaoh within the court this time. Having grown up in the previous Pharaoh's court, he knew full well the level of spiritual darkness in the form of idolatry present within Pharaoh's inner chambers. The servants of Pharaoh were well skilled in the ways of darkness associated with their deities. Their so-called powers were not from God. Rather, their strength was dependent upon the Sitra Achra, literally the other side. This is why the Zohar refers to the Pharaoh's inner chamber as the abode of evil. For in the absence of God, there is only evil. May light prevail over the darkness of this world. For the confrontation between Moses and Pharaoh may be understood as a parallel to the battle between light and darkness on earth. Although this may sound like the caption for a dramatic movie, it is the spiritual actuality that this battle occurs, even without our ability to see, let alone comprehend, the phenomenon of spiritual warfare. It is the battle between the godly realm and the Sitra Achra. Hashem reassured Moshe that he would be present with him even in this darkest of abodes. At this point, Moses, accompanied by Aaron, delivered the warning for the eighth plague, the plague of locusts. The description of the plague was severe enough that Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? Exodus chapter 10, verse 7. It is the nature of evil that when it lifts up its ugly head, it does so in insolent pride against God, as demonstrated by Pharaoh, who did not relent of his intransigence. It was Pharaoh's haughtiness that pervaded the chamber. Hard-heartedness, the result of pride in our lives, will close us off to God's providence. Unfortunately, this is the case for many of us who do not attribute all things to Hashem's providence. Rather, we see everything through the lens of cause and effect without acknowledging God's sovereignty over the events in our lives and those of the world. Rather than watch prophecy unfold before us, we prefer to make predictions of our own. We should not speculate, though, and we should let God run the world. Moreover, we need to seek God for guidance in our own lives, and recognize that we are not able to control the circumstances nor the outcomes of situations in our life. We need to let go and let God and focus on the spiritual light that He provides as our sustenance.